And the 911 operator knew exactly where the house was. The Goonies house.
Sure.
Yes. The guy who bought the house says, I don't know if it was the right thing to buy this house. Everybody comes out. It's a Target. And I guess when you buy these homes that were featured in movies like The Goonies and A Christmas Story, you buy these homes, you have to expect people are going to come by and look at them.
Sure. Never a day of peace, I will tell you that much. You may as well start renting out the front porch for people to just come up and take pictures. That's what you probably should do.
That's why you should film it on the Universal lot. because you don't have a problem with it. Brett Hoffman, thank you very much. I know this was your day off today. I thank you very much. We'll talk again next Friday, okay?
Great films out there. Everyone have a great time at the movies and have a spectacular rest of your weekend.
You too. Thank you very much, Brett. I'll talk to you next Friday.
Sure.
Bye-bye now. All right, hang in there, Brett. Don't go anywhere for a second. 8 o'clock here, WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Some stores in the East have been open for 3 hours now. A lot of folks are out looking for bargains, but are sale prices really discounts?
Black Friday is not always what it's cracked up to be. Web hosting provider Known Host warns consumers many retailers jack up prices, then discount to make them look like a steal. Consumer Watch expert Jacob Walensky.
At best, very misleading. They just jack up the list price a few weeks before, and then they put on whatever 30, 40, 50% off to make it seem like you're getting a great deal.
And as for most Black Friday versus Cyber Monday pricing?
In terms of pricing, I did not see any difference.
Brad Gibson for CBS News.
Lake effect snow in the Great Lakes region could affect holiday travel. WIVB-TV meteorologist Todd Santos says the suburbs of Buffalo could get a lot of snow.
Big numbers start to pick up later in the day, and then we just keep adding to it at a rate of around 1 to 2 inches per hour for the more intense areas. We may see it go a little bit above that. I do see room for even later on Friday thunder snow potential, and you know that can affect, you know, the upper end of the totals.
The past 2 days have been just awful for some Republican and Democratic officials. Criminals have gotten police to respond to their homes in a hoax called swatting. CBS's Nicole Skanga says it won't be easy to find out who did it.
Swatting may lead to felony charges and is punishable by years behind bars, but suspects are often tricky to track down. Offenders routinely deploy caller ID spoofing, voice masking technology, and even teletypewriting technology to mask their own identities.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is wrapping up his threats to attack Ukrainian government sites, this time using hypersonic missiles. From Kyiv, the BBC's Sarah Rainsford says Putin is making big moves before Donald Trump becomes president again and tries to force a settlement.
This is a moment when Vladimir Putin really wants to press his advantage on the battlefield to force Ukraine essentially into submission, and these massive attacks on the energy and the fuel infrastructure just as we head into winter are absolutely critical and central to that.
The French president got a first look inside the rebuilt Notre Dame Cathedral today.
It's taken 5 years of tireless work by an army of architects, engineers and artisans to restore the historic cathedral to its former glory. Today, a lucky few will get to meet French President Emmanuel Macron as he tours the church. Also present for the sneak preview will be some of the many individuals and associations who donated the funds for the monumental restoration. American donors, big and small, were among the most generous. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Charges have been filed against the owner of a historic Burlington mansion that caught fire. Prosecutors allege that Robert Satin set fires in 4 fireplaces while intoxicated. He's currently being held on a $15,000 bond. A car crashed into a pole and flipped onto its roof at the intersection of 31 and 4 Mile Road last night. The driver survived the Caledonia crash without major injuries, despite the vehicle being overturned and power lines complicating the rescue. During the 15th annual Rendering Thanks Thanksgiving Feast, founders Dan and Ray said that they might be passing on their community tradition to the next generation. The event served about 4,000 people at Festival Hall yesterday. Racine is offering free downtown parking at all metered spaces. It's the annual effort to support local holiday shopping. This weekend and next, shoppers can park without feeding meters, though time limits will still be enforced. Winter parking restrictions start Sunday in Racine and Kenosha. Drivers must park on the even-numbered side of the street on even-numbered days and vice versa. Specific details are on each city's website. And Kenosha County is hosting two tree lighting ceremonies this weekend. The city will light up their tree in Veterans Memorial Park today. It features live music and an entire downtown takeover. Tomorrow's county event at Pets Park will include live music, reindeer, and photos with Santa. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers dominate the Dolphins. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers took advantage of the cold, the wind, and the snow and rolled over the Miami Dolphins in Green Bay last night. The final score 30-17. The Packers have now won three games in a row. Up next, a rematch with the Lions. Matt LaFleur.
You know, handling our business, two games in 5 days, that feels really good. And we got a great challenge in front of us going to Detroit, the premier team in the National Football League. And we're going to have to play our best to have an opportunity to beat them.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
We're building a good thing on offense right now. We're getting in that rhythm, finding that groove, and just got to keep being consistent. We'll take it another week at a time, and we know who we got this week coming up is a really good Lions team, and obviously they got us the first game, so we'll look at everything, look at all the film, and just the rhythm we're finding in offense right now, the way the defense is playing, you know, I think we're in a good spot.
College football, the Badgers and Minnesota Gophers at Camp Randall Stadium today, playing for the rights for the Paul Bunyan Axe. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll get to 26 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 15. Tomorrow sunshine 27 on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
I want a barbecue. I really want one. I want that so much. My father was the king of that. He loved that barbecue, the Lord of the Grill. He loved it very much. He built us a beautiful brick affair from one of the popular mechanics articles, but he must have, you remember those, the easy and fun. It was neither. The crucial measurement must have been under the staple in the magazine because the grill was on a tilt and it's set in brick, so every hot dog we ever made rolled right onto the ground. Every time. Just and you know, fathers, you just pick it up with those long tongs. Eh, nothing wrong with that one. There you go. Dad, you know, there's a moth on it. Oh, that's good for you. Go ahead, you know. And my mother was just, oh, for goodness sake, she'd take them into the house, wash them off. She'd wash them off and bring them out. I never had a hot dog in my entire life. She'd wash them off and bring them out. It was like eating long, round bologna. Awful food, but Dad could not be stopped.
smile. You know, things are just getting worse. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Local news and timeless hits, Johnny Rivers, Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. So this woman in Florida was arrested after stabbing her boyfriend in the eye, apparently with canine rabies needles, because he was looking at another woman, so she stabbed him in the eye with a needle. Sounds like the guy is okay, though. The woman, she's in jail. And is this cool, weird, or just dumb? A guy got his girlfriend's bite mark tattooed on his arm. His girlfriend bit him on the arm. Then he had a tattoo artist make a tattoo out of that bite mark. I don't know. Maybe it's me. I don't think that's cool.
Think of your fellow man. Lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together.
Yeah.
No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Happy Together, Flo and Eddie. That's the name of their reunion tour, too. They call it Happy Together. It's 8:17, local news, time to say it's WRJN. Well, here's a list of celebrities whose real names might surprise you. Some of these you might know. Steveland Junkins. That's Stevie Wonder. This one really is almost out of left field. Onika Mirage. That's Nicki Minaj. How about Peter Hernandez? This one's too straight. That's Bruno Mars. Demetria Gynes. I don't think you'll get this one. Demi Moore. Patricia Andrzejewski. That's Pat Benatar. Maurice Micklewhite. This one you'll never get either. That's Michael Caine. Maurice Micklewhite. Alicia Cook. That's Alicia Keys. Elizabeth Fay, you can guess that, Tina Fey. And Eric Bishop, that one you'll never get. Eric Bishop, you know who that is? It's Jamie Foxx.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh-baked special order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet, flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet, creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Your one-stop holiday shopping spot is Santa's Boutique. It sets up December 6th inside the Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine. Enjoy hot chocolate, cookies, and find great gifts from vendors like Tastefully Simple, Color Street, Avon, Paparazzi Jewelry, The Pampered Chef, Tupperware, Mary Kay, and more. Santa's Boutique at Fountain Hills Apartments, where you'll find something unique. Shop Friday afternoon, December 6th, 1 to 5 p.m. at Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Racine. Brought to you by Fountain Hills and Compassus Hospice.
Hospice Alliance provides patients facing a serious illness in Southeast Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed not-for-profit, Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management, always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. hospicealliance.org.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood would. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hobble has Rock and Roll Never Forget, Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus is coming round. The Christmas snow is white on the ground. When old Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down.
When he's coming down the chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack upon his back, and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. It's the holiday season,
the holiday season.
So a hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock, don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney down. A big fat pack upon his back, and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on a Christmas tree. It's the
holiday season,
so a hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock, don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney, down.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday.
Ah, that's a classic from Andy Williams. Happy holidays. It's 8:24, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Well, these questions are always fun because there's really no wrong answer. Or is there? More than 25,000 people took an online poll. Here are some of the world's most controversial questions. Does a straw have one hole or two holes? Well, 61% said one hole, 39% said two holes, one at each end. There is an actual answer. According to science, it's only one hole. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? This is, you never bring this up in mixed company. Never bring up this question because it's going to be a big fight. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Well, it takes place on Christmas Eve, but 55% of people said no, it's not. 45% of people said it is a Christmas movie. It's 8:24. We've got some sunshine now here at Radio Park. 21 degrees. It's cold. Here's Ricky Nelson.
I'm a traveling man. Made a lot of stops all over the world. And in every port I owned a heart.
stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Beach Boys, fun, fun, fun. They even have a monument there with a plaque that says this is the birthplace of the Beach Boys. It's 8:29, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Here's an odd but true fact. Frontier Airlines no longer has a customer service phone line. I guess they got tired of hearing the complaints, huh? Let's check news, 8:30 now. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a Thanksgiving night miracle in Caledonia. A car crashed into a pole and flipped onto its roof at the intersection of Highway 31 and 4 Mile Road. The accident took place at around 7 last night. It left the driver trapped inside the overturned vehicle with downed power lines complicating rescue efforts. The driver escaped without any major injuries or broken bones. Police are investigating. There's no charge to park your sleigh in downtown Racine. The city again is making it easier for people to shop local this holiday season with free parking at all metered spaces downtown. The perk starts today and runs tomorrow and next weekend as well.
While shoppers won't need to feed the meter, time limits will still apply and they'll be marking tires. And it's ice skating season in downtown Kenosha. Kenosha's outdoor ice rink at Veterans Memorial Park will officially open for the season this afternoon. The rink will be accessible daily from 10 to 10, with skate rentals available during designated hours. Skaters can check out ice skates at the skate hut by providing a photo ID. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll get to 26 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 15. Tomorrow sunshine, 27 on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 21.
Try not to get frustrated. Every day I try to just be more and more patient. I try to do something fun every day. That's what I try to do. I have some ideas that are fun, but I don't think I'll ever do them because they're not realistic. Like, for example, it's a dream of mine to one day find out where an anger management class meets and let the air to their tires. Just to check on their progress and see how they're doing. Wouldn't that be awesome just to see them run out and just go, remember what you learned? But hey, what did we learn? What did we learn? Getting angry is not going to put air back in the tire, Eric. Breathe slowly. It should sound like air leaking out of a tire, actually. It's kind of convenient.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me.
crown. The courtroom was adjourned. Day that I died. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. For some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed. But not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken. And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee
classic American Pie. You know, when you used to buy that song, when you bought it on a 45 RPM back in 1972, part one was on one side, part two on the other. Actually, I had to flip the song over to hear the whole thing. Wow. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. And if you hate your boss, here's the best thing you could do. Let them know about it. A study found that if an employee and boss don't get along, they should acknowledge it. You stop stressing, complaining, and wasting energy faking a relationship, and it leads to an employee being more motivated and working harder. I never hated a boss I had. Only once, and it's not here, only once. Hate was a big, strong word. I think mildly loathed. I think that's the best way to describe how I felt about that person. All right, mostly sunny today with a high near 27. The sun is out. We started out with snow. Now it's sunny. 21 degrees with Nancy Sinatra.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Ain't got no money.
Angel by Rosemary Goes, Edison Lighthouse, 846, local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. Okay, a little bit of pouch after that Thanksgiving Day dinner, huh? All right, going to teach you how to drop some pounds here real quick. Here are several different foods and how far you have to walk to burn them off. A can of Coca-Cola, 1.6 miles. A Snickers bar, 2.4 miles. A beef chalupa supreme, 4 miles. And if you really want to lose that Big Mac that you just ate, 6.1 miles. So you have to ask yourself, is it worth it?
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Friday. The Badgers battle the Gophers for Paul Bunyan's axe. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
W-R-J-N.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. You're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you, I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. The worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
As I got home about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build the good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life.
Barbie Greaves, take a letter, Maria. It's 8:55 WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. I'm Don Rosen, and I just want to remind you one last story before we leave. A 35-year-old guy in Vietnam had terrible headaches for months and didn't know why until doctors scanned his head. Found that he had two chopsticks shoved up his nose. He doesn't know how it happened, but he thinks it happened during a drunken brawl 5 months before. You think you'd know if you had two chopsticks shoved up your nose, wouldn't you? All right. Hey, you have a great weekend. We've got Badger football coming up next here at WRJN, all right? Enjoy your weekend. I'll catch you Monday morning.
I saw you sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair. Oh,
say hello. She smiled up at me, and she took my hand, and we walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy. Sun broke.